Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Frank Mittenlerner joining us. Back with Dr. Mittenlerner in just a moment.
Announcing the final days of the Dream Big Sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The final days to get huge year-end savings on America's best-selling brand. Now through January 5th, get special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments on every new Ford in stock. The best deals from your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The best in Oklahoma. This is your last chance of the year to save big on a new Ford. The best time to buy. Save big on Ford quality, technology, and fuel efficiency. Get the power and fuel economy of Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. The technology of Sync voice activation. The fuel efficiency of Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. All with special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments. Don't wait. These deals won't last. It all ends January 5th. So go to OklahomaFord.com now to check out the latest offers. Then hurry into the final days of the Dream Big Sales event going on now at your Oklahoma Ford dealer.
Earlier this year, we had the opportunity to sit down with one of the world-renowned experts on cattle and greenhouse gas emissions, Dr. Frank Mittenlerner, talking with him at his office at UC Davis. Dr. Mittenlerner is one of the leading authorities, not just in this country, but globally when it comes to the carbon footprint of cattle, both beef and dairy. His star rose as he disagreed with the United Nations over greenhouse gas emissions of cattle.
We disagreed with parts of the United Nations FAO report titled Livestock's Long Shadow. That was a long time ago. So time flies. We wrote a rebuttal paper basically in 2009, and that really got the ball rolling with respect to discussing their assumptions and their calculations. And
one of the things that did happen, I know, was that you actually agreed to work with the UN, with the FAO, to try to clear up some of the things that they basically, you felt, did not have right.
Yes, that's right. The FAO actually made some real strides in finding out how do we come up with a good methodology, a good method to establish the impact livestock has on the environment. And they established a large project. It's called LEAP, Livestock Environmental Assessment and Performance Partnership. It's a global project that has one objective. That one objective is to come up with the right ways of measuring the impact of livestock. And there are national governments involved, many national governments. The entire global livestock and poultry industry is involved, and also many international non-governmental organization, NGOs. And that's under the roof of the FAO. And I have been the chairman of this project for quite some time now.
Let's go back and revisit those greenhouse gas numbers that Dr. Mittenlerner forced the UN to revise.
First of all, the global numbers that the FAO used to use was 18%. They have corrected that to 14%, but that's a global average. In the United States, the official emission inventory for all of livestock used by the EPA and others is that livestock produces 3.4% of all greenhouse gases. That's all livestock species combined, 3.4%. And that's the total life cycle of livestock products, of all livestock products. In my opinion, these EPA numbers are correct. They agree with what we find here with our research. And if you now tease out different commodities within livestock, let's say beef only, then we find that beef alone contributes to approximately 1.4% of all greenhouse gases in the United States.
Dr. Frank Mittenlerner, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
At your Beef Buzz, an encore visit with Dr. Frank Mittenlerner. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.